bug could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve Newell.
G'day, g'day.
Big week in horror this week with Halloween being on the weekend.
Oh, look, isn't it a big week in horror, what with Halloween being on the weekend?
What do I do here? Yeah, you guys got a thing going on, I'm not sure.
Say something horrible.
Yeah, good. You're going to Event Horizon tomorrow at the Hollywood Avondale.
Yes, I've been really slack at getting to their month of horror at the Horrorwood, but Event Horizon tomorrow should be really fun. They've got some really good stuff going in the coming up over the weekend, which is the closing weekend of the festival. I particularly like the idea of seeing John Carpenter's The Fog in Fogorama 4D, where they pump a fog into the theatre while the movie's playing, which you'd think would be counterproductive to the film, but enlivening experience.
Top-notch, annoying horror movie, you know, like the slow zombies of like Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead. Just walk away from it.
Would you prefer one of the ones where they just shake your seat around a little bit?
I liked it when the zombies sped up.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
28 days.
Short attention span. Okay, get it.
It's just a bit more like real.
Oh, sorry. Real zombies.
Yep.
Okay. Just checking.
I do like Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, if I was making that comparison. I do like the one where they're in the mall. Which one's that one?
Yeah, it's Dawn of the Dead.
That's a pretty good one because they have to like hold up in a spot.
Yeah.
That makes
sense
to me.
The fast zombies in the Dawn of the Dead remake were also... That was good. I'm not going to say they're not allowed to be fast, but, you know. They both got their merits. Come
it's
on.
A real strength
Come
in numbers on. Thing when it comes to zombies.
It is.
Sorry, just, we're talking about fog, not zombies.
Yeah, fog, that's also strength in numbers. You
what
know,
actually like, happens when people get in the fog? Like if they just put their leg in the fog and get out and do the hooky thing, are they okay? Or do they just,
I'm going to say probably slightly damp leg.
Does it get not stripped to the bone?
Or the main consequence? Oh, sorry, in the movie. I thought I was just thinking about in the cinema. Well, you've got to find out for yourself at Saturday night at the Hollywood Avondale. Halloween!
Boo.
I'm going to be in the terrifying basement of the Civic at the catacombs of the Winter Garden on Saturday.
Raving.
So no, I'm going to be raving. No movies for me. Although, my Saturday night rave is going to lead to some good viewing because I've also purchased an online ticket to Mr. Bungle's live concert stream on Sunday morning. So I think Catacombs, and then like do the crossword or something for
is
a while until 8 a.m. and then watch
actually,
Mr. Bungle.
I spoke with Trevor Dunn last week.
What?
From Mr. Bungle.
This is outrageous.
He was a total gent. I was really surprised how lovely he was and forthcoming.
Bloody good.
A bit about New Zealand.
When do we get to... Did I miss that?
No, I haven't played it yet, but I should. You've reminded me I should play it.
When's the record out? Friday?
Yeah, this week. Have you... You probably haven't listened to it yet, have you?
No, it hasn't turned up yet.
Oh, it's good. It's really good.
John!
Okay.
So music's cool, movies are cool, what else is good? Watching things at home is quite good. Have you guys watched the Borat sequel yet?
Yes.
No.
In sync. I love it.
Can you score it out of 5 for me, Big Hungry?
Surprisingly, 6.7.
Sheesh. I'm going to give it a generous 4.
Okay.
Out of 5 or 10?
Out of 5. Are you operating out of 5 as well?
No, mine was out of 10.
Oh, yeah. I got...
Wait, was yours out of 10?
No, mine was out of 5.
So you're giving it 8. Oh, right, out of 5.
Yeah.
I don't rate anything out of 5. That's not enough headroom.
Okay, you
also went for, a decimal point as well, which does seem a little bit greedy.
Well, that's what I mean. When you got tens, you can do decimal points.
Oh, yeah.
When you're on fives, you're kind of stuck in it.
6.75 feels pretty good.
Thank you. It's not mine. I'm borrowing it.
They are. I think they're both acceptable numerical ratings for Borat's subsequent movie film.
So you're rating it higher than I am, though.
Yes, I am rating it higher. Yeah. It's pretty imperfect, and all the jokes definitely do not land. But if I was scoring it on jokes that didn't land, I would give it fewer points in the ranking. But it's just when the onslaughts begin, they are an onslaught of belly rippers.
Ah, yes. Yeah, so there's some really laugh
good.
Out loud.
Oh, yeah. It's impressive. Like, it's an impressive feat, the comedy that he does. Mm. It's fair to say. It's pretty buzzy.
I think well, maybe like 2 or 3 minutes into the film, Never has a still photo of Barack Obama followed by a still photo of Justin Trudeau provoked so much laughter in me. And then as the film progresses, the woman that plays his daughter, Maria Bakalova, is absolutely incredible. Like, yeah, completely fearless improviser. He apparently auditioned 600 people for the role.
Wow.
And... like, it just requires this mix of, like, complete confidence, improv chops, and also...
A swan aspect. Yeah, you remember like that TV show, The Swan?
Ugly Duckling-esque.
There you go, I was going to say that. Ugly word, so ugly.
Duckling, of course.
Cute.
Anyway, if you are into Borat, you've probably watched it, in which case all of our chats about it, you'll either agree or disagree with.
I'm excited. I'd sort of seen some mixed reviews via headlines on social media, so I wasn't in a rush to get to it, but you've upped my expectations.
Yeah, look, the stuff that works really, really well, and you just have to hang around for maybe a few minutes at a time to get to some of that. Is the character poorly dated for 2020? Probably. Does he still make fun of lots of dumb people? Yeah.
He kind of addresses the, oh, everyone recognises me bit at the beginning as well, which is good. And then has to get some different disguises, John. That's where you really get some giggles going.
Now, in the moments where the film lags, you get to have a good time kind of trying to just figure out the architecture of it all as well, which I quite enjoyed. So clearly, you know, this isn't a case of... getting people on camera and getting them to sign release forms for your documentary afterwards. It's a little bit more involved than that. It's all like everyone knows that they're in something that's being produced for something.
Yeah.
It's just that buried deep in their contracts will reveal that it's maybe not what they thought they were signing up for.
How small can the fine print be? Bracket.
Who reads fine print? No.
This isn't, well, by the looks of it, not many people, yeah. Mm.
And on a slightly different cerebral level, I've been really enjoying a show on Netflix called The Queen's Gambit that kicked off on the weekend. It's a seven-part miniseries. I'm like 4 or 5 in, about a teenage chess prodigy. Starts in the 1950s. Anya Taylor-Joy, the female lead of M. Night Shyamalan's Split. You also might remember her from the horror The Witch. Is the lead. She is awesome in this show, and watching games of chess, it's more interesting than it sounds.
Okay.
I think it's well worth checking out. This is a really, really polished and well-produced drama series. It's based on a novel by the dude who wrote The Hustler, The Color of Money, and The Man Who Fell to Earth. Basically, every time Hollywood's adapted something he's written, it's been decently watchable.
Mm-hmm. You know how I do most of my watching on the internet, guys. I started watching movies from 2019, so I don't get myself in so much trouble as I have been in the past.
Oh, right, like you mean stuff that you can talk about.
Yeah, yep. Assuming that it's come out.
Cool.
I watched a movie called Gutterbug. Have you seen it?
Sounds all kinds of grubby. No, I haven't seen it.
It kind of is grubby. It's like a sort of a punk film. I think it was shot in Boston, 2019. It's about a young sort of a junky chap that goes through some stuff. And it's actually a pretty good movie, man. It's worth a watch. The parents are a little bit annoying, but I can't talk too much about the movie. I think you should just watch the movie if you want to watch a grimy little movie with some good music and stuff in it.
So just to be clear, this is a film you can talk to your friends and the general public about having seen, because...
I'll assume that it's out.
It's available somewhere in some...
Yeah, that was
like maybe a relative sent it to you on a disc.
It's a pretty well-rounded film. There's some light-hearted stuff and some heavy stuff in there, but good movie.
When you're going back to your films from 2019, have you considered sort of like lining the dates up? So say today is the last week of October.
Came out a year ago today.
Yeah, came out a year ago, and then you can just kind of like work on the same kind of schedule as someone that legitimately watches their films.
I like it.
Mm.
This came out August.
Oh, that counts. Yeah, good.
April 2019.
Yeah. Oh, it's old news. I mean, it wouldn't have been old news if it was August 2019.
There's a grey area on the internet. The internet doesn't care about your release dates. You know?
It kind of doesn't. but anyway, you should watch Borat, and you should watch The Queen's Gambit. And next week, I'm going to tell you what you should watch at the Terrify Film Festival. I saw Psycho Goreman last night. And Psycho Goreman...
Pretty funny.
Is awesome.
Okay.
This is a labor of love, lots of rubber suits and gore, and yet it's kind of dressed up as a kids' movie. This is going to be a hell of a good time at the Hollywood Avondale.
Which format is Borat on? Question mark.
Borat is streaming on Prime Video. And I believe you can do a free trial. If you haven't wasted that one opportunity in the past, sign up, watch some stuff for free, and get out.
Fair. Nice.
Do they need your money? Probably not.
Jeff Bezos. Fuck you.
Is that it?
I think so. Okay. Yeah. See you next week.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.